Yeah, we got that rainy day feeling again. There's going to be some wind, and I heard Peyton Malone talk earlier about the winds for the New Orleans area. And while we care about this entire area, because we know that so many of you are listening from just around this general area, Baton Rouge and over toward Lafayette, down the bayou, the river parishes, and Plaquemines Parish, and Lafourche, and Terrebonne, and all those parishes, we know that you're part of the show. We do care about you, but sometimes we'll talk about something that's concerning the New Orleans area. And I heard him say that the winds will be maybe 50 gust to 60, maybe a gust to 70. You know, that's really strong. The hurricane force wind started 75 miles an hour. Once it hits 75 miles an hour, it's a hurricane. And Francine is expected to become a hurricane relatively soon. I don't know if it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but it will happen. There are some reports. In fact, you heard this in the national CBS report in our news here on WWL, that it's going to be a Category 2 when it hits the coast of Louisiana. But the local meteorologists who have more details on this are talking about it could reach Cat 2 status before it hits the coast. But as soon as it hits the coast, it's going to go down to a 1. And it's moving rather rapidly, so all of that is good news. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us. We're talking about a couple of storms, Francine, and we're talking about the other storm, which is the debate between Harris and Trump, happening tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking about that. Also, I've got some new polling numbers, and a CNN host was shocked by Kamala Harris's 2019 position when it comes to taxpayer-funded gender transitions. I haven't even told you the whole thing. Taxpayer-funded gender transitions. And I'll add the rest of that to you. I want you to remember that long before Kamala Harris was anointed, long before Joe Biden dropped out of the race, and long before Kamala Harris was anointed the Democratic nominee, I said many times on the show that Kamala Harris was too liberal and too progressive to run for president. And it is something that I noticed about her for a long time. And when she was even thinking about running for president, I didn't think she was a viable candidate because she's too liberal. Well, now that she's in this position, she's becoming very moderate, which is not unusual. Candidates do that. They do that during elections. They do that during re-elections. And then they go back to being who they really are. So you have to keep that in mind when you decide who you're going to vote for. So this CNN host was really shocked by this position that Kamala Harris had on this particular issue. So we'll talk about that. Also, you know, come on. J.D. Vance is once again promoting a ridiculous story that is not true. If it were true, it would be horrible. It's about illegal immigrants. And I guarantee you, and you know who they are, there are people listening to this show who believe this kind of stuff. Man, there are people who listen to this show who are just total clickbait. They will click on the most bizarre things thinking that they're true. And they don't even come from reputable sources. But J.D. Vance is promoting this ridiculous thing that illegal immigrants are doing. I can't wait to share that with you. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Also, Ian is off. He's working behind the scenes with Diane Newman, and they're working on all of the stuff to make sure that we have full coverage of Tropical Storm, soon to be Hurricane Francine, not only for the New Orleans area, but for just this entire Gulf Coast region. In fact, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, I saw a map where they could get winds of 50 and gusts to 60 miles an hour. So, you know, again, when the storm is going to be just to the west of the city in the Mississippi Gulf Coast, that puts us into the area, the northeast quadrant area of the storm, which is the most powerful area of a storm. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Joni is on WWL. Joni, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me. I got a few points that I'm not sure that everybody knows about. One, Kamala is probably not going to do another debate on any other network because of the simple fact that her sister is the one who heads up Disney. So, yeah, I'm sure she's got all the questions. She's already got everything.
We don't know that, Joni. We don't know that. So that's something you just you made that up. I mean, we don't know that at all.
No, sir. I've heard that her sister is the head of the network.
Her sister is the head of the whole network. So for that reason she's got all the questions. I think that's ridiculous. First of all, she can sit down right now and figure out what the questions are. You and I can figure out what the questions are.
Well, how about this one? If Trump is only, you know, helping the rich and everything, and he's only about the rich and helping out everybody, as you know, up in that category, then why is she the one with practically all of Hollywood, you know, they're just throwing money at her.
What's the answer? You know the answer. You know the answer to that. What's the answer? Wait, I've kind of lost you, Joni.
No, hello?
Yeah, okay, I've got you back up. So what's the answer to the question? Why does she have so many people in Hollywood behind her?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, come on. It's a simple answer, Joni. You know the answer. She's a Democrat. That's it.
Well, of course.
That's it. She's a Democrat. Okay. So, I mean, they have a right to be who they are. You know, they have a right. Right to be more liberal than conservative. And Hollywood has always been more liberal than conservative. I think there's a growing number of conservatives in Hollywood who are starting to speak out. And I think that's a positive thing. But she's a Democrat, so she's going to get support from Hollywood.
Well, okay, but to say that Trump's only, you know, interested in helping the rich and everything, I just think that that's ludicrous.
Well, look at some of his plans.
Yeah.
A lot of his plans benefit the rich. A lot of his tax proposals benefit the rich. So that's why people say that.
A lot of his plans also benefit the middle class and everybody else. And if they didn't, then why is she biting all of them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, let me ask you this, and give me an honest answer. If Trump is so good, if he was so good as president, why did he lose in 2020? I mean, people talk about how great he was. Come on, Joni, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you on the air with that. I'm not going to let you on the air. Even Trump has admitted he lost. He lost the election.
They did. They stole it from him.
Okay, Joni. Goodbye, Joni. Goodbye, Joni. 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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
On the ballot.
Joni. Goodbye. I can't have I'm not going to let you on the air. I'm not going to let anybody on the air on this show and talk about the election being stolen, because it's not true. And Joni, you can't prove it. So don't say that. If you've got other things to say, say those things. But don't come on this show and say the election was rigged. Fox News got in a lot of trouble over that. I'm not going to allow it. Trump lost. Trump has admitted in the last week several times that he lost the election. And a lot of people like Joni have got to be pissed because Trump's saying he lost. And people like Joni to this day still believe he won the election. I mean, you got to get over it. I mean, facts are facts. Look at all the court cases. I'm not even going to resurrect that conversation. But we're not going to let you on the air if the premise of your conversation is the election was stolen, because it wasn't. In New Orleans, Chase, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. So my comment, I think Trump's going to look old next to Kamala, not as bad as Biden did next to Trump. But I've been watching some one-on-one interviews with Trump. Like, he did a really good thing with Theo Vaughn. And Trump looked old by himself, especially with Biden out of the race now.
Do you think that's why he got a haircut? Because I don't know whether you've noticed, but Trump got a haircut. He did. He got a haircut. His hair's a lot shorter. And I wonder if they think that.
I just got a haircut today to make myself look better, too.
And you think you look younger?
I hope so.
Yeah, I might even look younger if I got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. So that's all I'm thinking. and I'm a Trump supporter, but I don't think this debate's going to be Trump knocking down Kamala like a lot of his base thinks it's going to be.
Yeah,
I think it's going to hurt him more than help him.
Yeah, but don't you think people are pretty set? I mean, there is that group that is going to decide the outcome of the election, because there are people set on the right, people set on the left. It's these undecideds who are going to determine who wins. But do you think they're going to really be paying attention to the debate tonight?
I don't think so. We don't get anything out of these debates, just like we don't get anything out of the rallies.
Right.
The economy is what matters, obviously. And second quarter GDP growth was positive, which is good for the incumbent party. So, like I said, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm thinking the Democrats are going to win this one, and this debate's not going to make any change, unless there's a big gap like Biden showed in the last debate.
Who do you think's going to win the election? Do you have a sense of that yet?
I think the Democrats are going to win.
Really?
Just because of second quarter GDP growth.
But that's not. Is that going to have filtered down to the average citizen to where it's going to have manifested change for them? Because there's a lot of things in the economy that are very positive, stock market and things like the GDP. But is that something that the average voter is paying attention to? And is it going to actually manifest change in their lives?
That's the good point, because the adjustment to the job numbers the government had to do a month ago, that's severe. And that's what, you know, everyday citizens actually feel is employment, unemployment, more than just GDP growth. My gut feel is just based on historical data, how elections typically go. But to your point, does the average American really feel that the economy grew 0.26% in one quarter? Probably not.
You know, I think the GDP, whether it's up or down, I think that really manifests itself for the average American. I think that manifests itself down the road and not so immediately. You know, it does have an impact, but not immediately.
Sure, absolutely. I think it'll be close. In the polls, the most recent polls have Trump ahead again, and I don't think the debate's going to change it. But yeah. I don't think either party's going to run away with it like the base of each party thinks it will.
Well, you know, you're still going to have those people, and it seems like there's more on the right that think this, but you've still got those people. Oh man, Trump's going to trounce her, man. Trump's going to beat her like the Saints beat the Panthers. You know, no, I don't think it's going to be like that. It's going to be close, and that's going to cause a lot of people. If Trump loses, that's going to cause a lot of people to say the election was fixed, because they know how to play that card. It doesn't mean it was fixed, but they're going to play that card. Anyway, we will move on as a country, just like we did after January 6th. We moved on and the election was certified. So in the face of the rioters, in the face of all of that effort to stop the democratic process, we've got to remember this as Americans. Democracy won because the election was certified. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm going to get to some of your text messages coming up. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And if you watch the debate tonight, don't expect many things to be true, because this is something that is really kind of foreign. Yes, the truth is always a casualty when it comes to these debates. And watch for Donald Trump. No matter what he is asked, watch for Donald Trump to answer not the question, but to just use the opportunity to make a campaign speech or to make a point. But the point is not necessarily true. And if they were fact-checking in this debate tonight, it would go on for many, many hours. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back on WWL.